Well, my friends, when you hear that music, you know it is time for the Psalms. And today we're looking at Psalm 126. It's in a group of Psalms. Psalms 120 to 134 are called the Psalms, Songs of Ascents, or the Gradual Psalms. Psalms 120 to 134, these are Psalms sung by worshipers as they ascended the road to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Passover, Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. And these were the songs that were sung along the way. What's interesting about the Songs of Ascents, 127 is only one of two psalms attributed to Solomon. The other one is 72. Although some scholars will say that Psalm 72 was written by David in talking about his son Solomon. But either way, attributed to Solomon. And then we have four of these psalms written by David. 122, 124, 131, and 133. So the one we're looking at here is Psalm 126. Now, what's interesting, the prescript of all of the songs of ascents start off by saying a song of ascents. Okay, so the first line of this psalm, the prescript says a song of ascents, all right, or a gradual psalm. And it starts off, when the Lord brought back the exiles of Zion, we thought we were dreaming. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our tongue songs of joy. Right? So this psalm is obviously written when they came back from the Babylonian exile, when they were freed from servitude to the to Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. They were brought back and they're filled with joy. Almost like we come out of the confessional. You know, we come back from being exiled when we exile ourselves through mortal sin, and we finally turn back. We come back to God, and we're filled with that joy of the Lord once again. Says the nations themselves said, what great deeds the Lord worked for them. What great deeds the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Because the other nations will see, look what their God did for them. You know, and by the witness of our lives, if we're living Eucharistically, and that's a little word I came up with, living Eucharistically. Basically means if we're living the word and the sacrament that we receive in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we're living those realities in the world, then people will see the joy of the Lord in us. They will see that joy in the Lord. Almost like after you eat garlic and you kind of smell like garlic, it's like emanating from your pores. People want to see that joy of the Lord emanating from us. Bring back our exiles, O Lord, as streams in the south. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. So we sow that sometimes our lives with tears of sorrow. You know, we feel exiled from the Lord, but those tears are going into the ground. And what's happening there? It's the Lord that tills the soil and gives it sunlight and fertilizer and allow that seed of faith to grow. And it concludes, they go out full of tears, bearing seed for the sowing. So the seed is sown, it's watered with their tears, and finally they come back with a song, bearing their sheaves, right? Because they come back with their sheaves because they are reaping the rewards of their forgiveness, which is God's infinite love and mercy. And one of the ways that God shows us his incredible love and mercy is through giving himself to us, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.